percentage of college students that turned their back on Christ, that grew up in Christian homes, is stunning. It is just beyond belief almost. And many times it is because they have professors who sit there and make their arguments and say, well, if you were all powerful, would you allow children to be raped? I would think not, that kind of thing. But that's not the only reason. What happens is they get off to college and they're surrounded by immorality. You're strange if you're not sleeping with someone. You're strange if you're not watching pornography. And so their roommates are watching pornography, and so pretty soon they are, and they're going down that path. And the only way to resolve their guilt problem is either to confess and repent or to disbelieve, to no longer embrace this worldview where there is a God who has moral standards and he's my judge and I'm morally accountable to him. And it's actually very convenient to reject that faith and say it's for intellectual reasons when often it's for moral reasons.